From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A proposed museum dedicated to the Olympics and Paralympics has received a funding boost from a Colorado Springs tourism marketing organization. The Colorado Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau is pledging $500,000 over 3 years to the proposed U.S. Olympic Museum. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the funds will help project supporters working to meet a March 31st fundraising deadline. The museum still needs to raise more than $8 million. One of the first contenders for the 2018 gubernatorial race in Colorado has announced his candidacy. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Michael Johnston served almost two full terms as a Democratic state senator representing Denver. He's also a former teacher, high school principal, and education advisor to President Obama. With current Governor John Hickenlooper term limited, Johnston says it made sense to start campaigning early.
There's just such a groundswell of momentum right now of people who want to be involved in politics and want to build a different kind of future for the state, want to be able to prove that we can still solve big problems in the public square.
Johnston was the architect behind the state's teacher evaluation system, which eliminated tenure. He says he wants to protect access to health care, college, and clean air. Prominent Democrats such as former U.S. Senator Ken Salazar and U.S. Representative Ed Perlmutter are also rumored to be considering gubernatorial bids. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.